price of gold has begun its assault on the magic $1,000 an ounce level, and investors should know exactly what gold is and what it represents in your portfolio. The most common question I get asked about gold is whether one should buy some. That depends on what kind of investor you are and what else is in your portfolio. I always say that what you hold in your portfolio depends on how paranoid you are. That sounds funny, but it's a true and valid statement. Gold, contrary to common belief, doesn't automatically go up when the U.S. dollar goes down, but there is a correlation. When Nixon removed the U.S. dollar from the gold standard, he essentially separated that opposite move of gold and the U.S. dollar. The price of gold was actually a little less than where it is now 30 years ago. It, and silver, hasn't even kept up with the price of coffee or sugar or gasoline, bread, nor any other commodity as far as price is concerned. Strange that the silver and gold price is actually lower inflation adjusted than it was 30 years ago. But that's the facts. You have to ask yourself why. Why hasn't gold or silver kept up with the cell phone or calculator that has gold or silver in it? Why hasn't it kept up with the price of a goldfish or decorative bark or anything on your desk? The reason is that gold and silver is a thermometer of a currency. It is also historically a refuge for investors when currencies collapse or lose value due to the overissuance of it by meddling governments. Put simply, when governments spend more than they take in and continue to do this, you get a bigger and bigger deficit in the government's budget. The bigger the deficit, the more the government has to print currency, and the more they print, the more the currency loses value. When this loss of value caused by these larger deficits become common knowledge and expected, investors turn to gold and silver for retaining purchasing power. Gold and silver, in my opinion, should be a part of most investors' portfolios, except possibly not for very low-income individuals or people who have little net worth. Because gold and silver don't pay a dividend, nor any interest, and will just sit there during most investment periods except emergency ones, it really has little use. Where it does come in handy is during the times of stress on a currency. It's kind of like an insurance policy. I am glad when I don't need my home insurance or my life insurance, but I'm glad to own it when I do or my family does. If a currency continues to collapse, much like our U.S. dollar is doing now, and our government continues to print money like there's no tomorrow, like they are doing now, gold and silver may be one of the few places you can retain your net worth's purchasing power. Right now, investors, hedge funds, central banks, and foreign countries are buying gold and silver because they are concerned about the U.S. running these huge deficits without any regard on how to pay for all this money they're spending. And paying trillions of dollars that you don't have add up to a declining U.S. dollar eventually, one way or another. And since massive amounts of dollars are being held worldwide by just about everyone, everyone is turning to gold and silver right now to try and protect their purchasing power of the U.S. dollar by trading in the U.S. dollar for gold and silver. After all, you can't print gold like you can a U.S. dollar, and the world knows that. Gold and silver are easy to buy, both in physical form and by buying gold or silver company stocks. Buying gold stocks is easy. You call your broker and you tell him you want to buy a gold mutual fund or two. I like the United World Precious Minerals Fund. Its symbol is UNWPX. It can pay a healthy dividend to boot and invest in gold and silver and other precious minerals. There are many others. I like holding gold stocks and mutual funds, but also like holding the physical metal in my possession, such as gold and silver coins. I actually don't hold them on me. I hold them in a safe deposit box at the bank. But it's the physical holding part that I am emphasizing here. I recommend investors interested in gold and silver buy 1 ounce standard bars and coins. I do not recommend collectible coins. There's just too much markup on them. Any 1 ounce gold coin should cost you about $40 to $50 over the day's spot price. You can get the spot price on the web by easily going to Kitco.com or other gold sites. Silver could run $1 or $2 over spot. Remember, when buying gold or silver, however, this should be regarded as an insurance policy only. Gold stocks and funds can be used as speculative investments, but physical gold and silver, that's insurance. Insurance against a print-happy government, hell-bent on running massive deficits without regard to fiscal and moral responsibility. And that sounds an awful like what's going on in Washington right now. Do you need a contact to buy gold or silver, or need more information on these investments? Feel free to send me an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org. And don't forget, we have another Money Matters show this Thursday where we'll be interviewing Peter Schiff of Euro Pacific Capital, one of the few investment advisors that correctly called the subprime and banking crisis. My name's Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM. The views and opinions expressed herein do not necessarily represent those of KVMR staff or underwriters.